All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. We have with us my brother, Jamie Walden. Jamie's in an undisclosed location. I'll let him talk about why we're having this interview. But I want to bring awareness to the importance of the child sex trade trafficking that's going on in the world, and the guys who are going against that face to face. And you're looking at one of them. And Jamie, there ain't no other introductions that are needed, man. So let's just get straight into it. What's going on there?
Yeah, bro. So I don't mind saying what country we're in or anything like that. Right now, I'm currently in the Dominican Republic, at an off-grid location, legitimately off-grid and remote, where most people don't know, you know, apart from some of the other stuff that I've been blessed to be a part of over the years, Marine Corps, law enforcement, fire, EMS, blah, blah, blah. But when I was in the mission field down here in the Dominican Republic, made really good friends with a family, the Osbergs, who actually now are operating Calico Buffalo Base Camp with us out in Colorado, but was on the ground level as they were getting the vision from the Lord and being a part of helping them find property and put in the initial infrastructure for a network of safe houses down here in the Dominican Republic for victims of human sex trafficking. And actually, you know, just to share their ministry for anybody who's looking to get involved or support or whatever, but it's called Fight Ministries, F-I-G-H-T, just like it sounds. And it's freeing individuals from the grasp of human trafficking. And it literally was started unbelievably organically by the Osbergs and another dear sister who speak to stuff in a way that's, you know, maintaining a degree of OPSEC, but yet still allowing people to know and understand what's going on. And the bottom line is the interconnectability with even what we're doing at Calico Buffalo Base Camp to what's going on here in the Dominican Republic, to what's going on in Ukraine, to what's going on with Hunter Biden laptop, to what's going on with Epstein Island. Like, every single aspect of it is uniquely intertwined. And you know where I always go with it, where it's uniquely intertwined, is within the realm of a biblical worldview, and more in particular, biblical prophecy. And you don't see that more fulfilled than in this dark, dark realm of sex trafficking. And we know that sex trafficking is such a ubiquitous word even now. It's been a buzz phrase, right? It's been a thing that's been utilized maybe for sensationalism or sexy based ministries. A lot of people use it as a predatory word to say, oh yeah, we're doing counter human trafficking, and they bring in all kinds of funds, right? And they bring in all kinds of donations. Oh yeah, we're a part of this organization or that organization, and they're say nothings and do nothings. And the reality is that there are people out there, even like what's going on with Fight Ministries, where they are filling the gap that nobody else is filling. And that's on the rehabilitation side of the house. There's all kinds of guys like me and you, right, that are like chomping at the bit to do the physical side of things.
Yeah. Don't even get me started.
Right. Yeah. To do the investigations, to do the door breaching, right. To do things in the physical, but where there's always been this huge gap, even with even the government officials, the law enforcement, the different nationalized agencies down here, and it's like this everywhere, is that even if a girl gets pulled out from the sex trafficking, gets rescued from it, quote unquote rescued from it, they're never actually rescued from it, because there's no long-lasting healing, which can only be done at a deep, deep spiritual level after the traumas that they've experienced.
With those girls, even if you try to get them away from the handler, the unfortunate thing is a lot of them have the victim-based mentality, where they grow attached to the handler and they want to try and make their way back to them, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so it's like the quintessential Stockholm syndrome generally, and it's fear-based, it's trauma-based mind control, right? A lot of your listeners on the American Vindicta would be familiar with SRA, satanic ritualistic abuse, or just trauma-based mind control. I mean, we see it at lower levels through different media platforms and stuff like that. The global, you know, fear mongering and the terraforming of the earth through the recent event that went on globally, that people had things to took into their bodies to alter them, right? All these things are part of this trauma-based mind control. And you don't see that any more intimately than somebody who has had sexually based trauma, ritualistic trauma abuse, right? And we know, at its most base level, it's only ever satanic. It's satanic ritualistic abuse. And any form of sex trafficking is that layer that most people are missing. And here, let me get on my soapbox real quick before we get into the nitty gritty. Here's the thing that pisses me off more than anything else. And this is where, like, I get a lot of righteous indignation. And by the way, people that... Side note, because I'm just noticing you and I are sharing a cigar from across different ways. If the religious spirited people are going to be more concerned with the fact that, you know, we're in the nitty gritty and the muck and the mire, seeking after the least of these to love on them, they're more concerned about the fact that I'm in a spiritual leadership role as a pastor and I'm having a cigar than what's going on with this, you got problems. So let's just get past that. Okay. There's always a lot of layers of stuff going on all around us. So don't let that throw anybody off the fact that, oh my goodness, these guys are having cigars. I mean, seriously, let's get over that religious spirit right now. Here's the other thing that ticks me off. Hi, puppy. Dog just came running up. Is that this is the connectivity that's being missed. You have a lot of the Americans and American Christians that are like, oh, sex trafficking is horrible. Trafficking is horrible. The human trafficking pandemic is horrible. You may have pastors speaking from a pulpit, all kinds of Christian organizations that want to get behind this. And statistically, to those who are going to hear this, 70% of you are looking at pornography, statistically. 70% of you are actively engaged in satanic ritualistic sexual abuse of minors globally, statistically. The only reason why sex trafficking exists, period, is because the porn industry through technology. Every finger swipe, every finger dab, every second counted algorithmically that you're looking at at a scantily clad woman on Instagram. All these are algorithm based things that the traffickers use in order to pull girls from their homes, abduct them from their homes, or entice them from their homes with promises of all kinds of these lives, where they end up getting pulled into what we would call sex tourism trade, which eventually becomes organ harvesting trade once their bodies are used up and broken. And it is the primarily, it's global, right? This is a global pandemic, but it's primarily the Americans who are the ones feeding the global sex trafficking trade. Not just the Americans, listeners. It is the American pastors and the churchgoers. Every time I hear a male, an adult male Christian say, oh yeah, I struggle with porn, I just need an accountability partner, I'm like, bro, like, you're done today, period. You're freaking done, dude.
Yeah,
like, straight up. You have no clue. You think it's benign because you took an extra long look at that girl. You think it's benign because you click on that image. You need an accountability partner for your porn. You have no freaking clue what you're dabbling in. And the reality, can you hear my indignation, dude? Because like, this is my world, right? Most people don't know this, that this is something that I do, because it's not, you can't talk about it openly, right? This is something that we're always operating in the background. And they statistically, 65% of all pastors polled in America, Pew Research poll, confessed to looking at pornography once a week. So you're telling me that the dude who's supposed to be the spiritual influence of a community, of a church body or whatever, who is A, off biblically in open adultery against his wife. I tell you the truth, if any one of you even looks at a woman with lust in his eyes, he's already committed adultery with in his heart. You're telling me that guy who's in open adultery against his wife and openly undergirding the global human, often mostly child sex trafficking trade, is supposed to be a conduit for the move of the Holy Spirit in your reality? It ain't happening. It's not happening, period. And so this thing, like, this is a hot topic button for me because of the complicity of the Joe Schmo and of the American Christian and of the American church. And the reason why the pastors won't speak to it openly at church is because they don't want the conviction of the guilt that they're actually partaking of it. They, you know how many, oh, let me side note, dude. I'm going to be tangent because I get wound
up. Do it, man. Do it. Go ahead.
We do interviews and investigations. Luke's primarily the one who does that. You know, I just support him in different capacities. So he's going out there sometimes with former tier one guys, some full-time active duty law enforcement officers from the United States will come down. They operate in Puerto Rico. They operate down here. They operate in different areas. A lot of these guys overlap. Australian SF dudes. There's a lot of guys that we're running in these similar circles with that want to take the fight to the enemy of these things. And when we go and do investigations, this is what they said. Our number one client down here is the American Christian missionaries and American law enforcement. Number one and number two clients. In fact, there's brothels down here where these girls are all being trafficked, right? For this, we'll call it sex tourism, commercial sex tourism. That's a sanitized name for human trafficking, sex trafficking.
Can you explain that? I got it wrote down in our notes. Can you explain what sex tourism is, especially as you're seeing it there in operation?
The Dominican Republic, whether people know it or not, is number four in the world for sex tourism, sex trafficking. And whenever I say sex trafficking, insert child sex trafficking, because that's the basis for all of it. And so the Dominican Republic is number four in the world for that, whether people realize it or not. Where's the Dominican Republic located at, ladies and gents? Caribbean, the Caribbean, like South Atlantic.
Major like vacation mean, spot for America.
You mean like south of Epstein Island? You mean like the chain of eye? Oh, you mean like the Bitcoin founder dude who was just blowing the whistle on the human sex trafficking and said, I'm not suicidal. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm not suicidal. I'm not going to kill myself. Oh, he washes up on a beach 48 hours later. Like that Caribbean, that's where we're operating at. Guess who the primary foreigners operating in the more tourist districts are, where oftentimes we find these girls? Guess what they are? Ukrainian. They're freaking Ukrainian, dude. What's going on with the DOJ and the laptop. What's going on with Hunter Biden? I mean, it's so ubiquitously interconnected.
Well, it's one reason why we talk about Ukraine being the sex trade capital of the world, and how that's where a lot of countries were getting the bodies or the girls.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this in Iraq, Houda and Kuse, where'd they get them from? It was all Eastern European women.
Oh, and what, I mean, you've been down here. You and I both served down here. What's on the other half of this island?
Port-au-Prince, man. It's insane.
Haiti and Port-au-Prince. Port-au-Prince is an international hub of women and children being trafficked. And guess who got caught with van loads of children coming across the Haitian border in the Dominican Republic? Like, dude, you can't make this stuff up, right? And so I don't know where you asked me about the sex to define the sex tourism trade. So sex tourism is people come down, even husbands and wives, families, and they come down here on vacations. Oh, it's exotic. You know, you go to Puerto Plata or, you know, Sosua or these different beaches, Samaná beaches. There's all these Bahia resorts and this resort, all these all-inclusive resorts. And they come down here so that they can leave the resort and then they can partake of the fruits of the island, the forbidden fruits of the island. But it's such a big deal that it would make your head spin. You can go into when they do investigations in some of these areas, and the American police officers leave their patches or badges on the wall as a trophy of what they're partaking of down here. And again, that this was primary source from a brothel said our number one client is the American missionaries. Number one client, short-term missions teams come from all these churches all around America. Now, I was down here as a missionary and I ran a missionary team hub. That was one of my secondary responsibilities of what I was doing down here in the mission field. And so we were a centralized hub to be able to host every week a different team for a short-term missions team. They'd come from every church, every denomination, every age group, from junior high youth groups to high school to college age to sports groups to men's to women's, whatever you name it, spiritual warfare conferences, you know, whatever it was, they would come through and stay at our facilities to, you know, get their third world country Disneyland tour so they could take selfies with poor people and tell everybody what amazing things they're doing for the kingdom of God. What I didn't know until getting involved with Fight Ministry is that a lot of them are leaving at night to go sample the island's fruit, for lack of a better word. This, dude, this is the reality of where we're at on this thing. And so again, when you look at it, you know, empirically, and when you look at it objectively, when it says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall become a Son of Man. Well, there's two connecting points about both those time periods in history, besides the final, like, filling over the cup of iniquity that God had to exact his righteous wrath and judgment on those peoples, was the whole earth was filled with violence in those days. In days of Lot, it was rampant sexual perversity on levels we don't even know and understand. Dude, we're there, bro. Like, we're there. There is no higher form of violence than imposing, which sex is only ever a spiritual act, than imposing your sexual appetite against a child. Is there any greater form of violence that you could experience in the land of living? There is no greater form of violence than murdering a child while it's still in the womb, when it's at its most innocent. There's no greater form of violence.
I know when we were doing operations on the border, and my guys were, you know, we were dealing with this stuff and coming across it and talking to people that were being trafficked across the water. You know, there are times when you have to pull guys aside and you have to give them like a little bit of a breath, because they just lose their minds seeing what all they've come across. You know, I did. I know at one point I did. You know, there are times when you have toddlers inexplicably just, you know, crossing the border, and you know that there are gangs of girls crossing the border with one man, and you know why. And a lot of times, I don't know. I don't have an excuse. I don't have a reason. I don't have an excuse. I'm just, you know, vengefully angry about it happening, and our politicians do jack shit about it. Pardon my French, guys. I'm throwing the hat off on this one, but you know, this evil is everywhere. It's very pronounced in America and in our government, and our government workers have been busted. HHS is getting blown wide open right now by Project Veritas. I know you've been across the pond, but you know, Project Veritas is blowing up HHS on, you know, child sex trafficking and how the cartels are in league.
Yeah.
I get so physically ill and upset about this.
I mean,
this type
I can't fathom it. I can't, you know, I was just watching, I won't use his name. Everybody would know his name, a very well-known Hollywood actor with his random Instagram posts constantly. And lo and behold, in the background that he always makes sure is in his Instagram posts is SRC USA. What's SRC USA? That's a benign thing that's very faded in the background of this unbelievably well-connected, influential Hollywood actor. What's SRC USA? Well, you type it into the Russian search engine and it unlocks an entire backroom thing to nothing but toddler pornography. Did you hear me? Toddler pornography.
I dealt
and
with
those
people.
They're so brazen about it that this is what they put in their Instagram posts as a signaling to all the other reprobate freak shows that you ha ha ha, you know what we're all about. I mean, what's this freaking brand, this Balenciaga or whatever, which means like Baal is our king. It literally translates, it's in Latin, to Baal is our king, with their freak
Balenciaga,
show
Balenciaga or something like that.
Yeah, Balenciaga, which translates in Latin, Baal is king, and it's literally the traumatic abuse and ritualistic sexual acts and sacrifice of children. And so again, I get so tired of people pointing the finger at the elite and talking about the elite and their truthers, and they're so awake and they're so in tune to all this and all the conspiracy. We know it's not conspiracy. It's conspiracy fact stuff going on, right? And they talk about it, and they watch all the YouTubes and they listen to the podcasts. They're like, rah, rah, rah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm in tune to all that. Oh, and I'm a Torah observant guide now because I'm so extra woke that I'm going to, you know, be Hebraic roots and all that. And all the while they're looking at porn. And they want to go, the elites, tear down the elites. It's like, it's you. It's you're the one undergirding it. You're the one giving yourself over to it. You're the one. The windows are the eye to the soul. If your eye is full of darkness, how great is that darkness? It's like you are the ones that are financing and funding the global trafficking and ritualistic sacrifice of children. Let me give you some stats. The girls down here, you know, we talk to them all the time. You know, some of them are still in it. Some of them have been able to get out of it. Some of them are somewhere in a transition. Some of them are being groomed. They said we have about a 2-year lifespan of our bodies. We know that. And generally then we're, our organs are harvested.
Yeah.
That's the reality of what your little, it's just a sexy girl on Instagram that I'm following. You know what we learned today doing interviews? It said the primary tools that they use and they have other women use them to draw women into the sex trafficking trade is Instagram and TikTok.
So let me stop you right there. With Jeffrey Epstein's island, he actually had a 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl who was a recruiter for him.
There you go.
She was in middle school.
They Instagram influencers. This is what they, and I wasn't aware of that. I know of all other different back channel, you know, dirty little nasty things that they use for recruitment. But no, it's out in the open. They said they use the social media influencers are who they use to draw these girls in. And because especially in a place like Dominican Republic, they primarily prey on the poverty stricken. And they say, do you want clothes like that? Like, you're following this Instagram influencer. Do you want clothes like that? You want shoes like that? You want to be done up that way? You want self-respect because you have no hope of upward mobility? You follow, they see through all their algorithms who's following these influencers. And then they approach them with the offers, as Faustian deal, right? A Luciferian Faustian deal. You can have all these things. You just have to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And before they know it, they're literally in physical captivity.
Do you know that in Houston, Texas, which is the child prostitution capital of Texas, that the average prostitute in Houston is 14 years old. 14.
Yep. Yep.
Do you remember?
And they get even younger than that. I mean, we're here right now with a girl who just got rescued and won't disclose anything else. She's 13.
Yeah.
And she has been being commercially, listen to the word, commercially trafficked.
What does that mean, commercially?
Like, very frequent, very often, very hardcore. Commercially. And so this gets into the depth of the reality of what's going on, and also the Pollyanna culture that wants to be like, hear no evil, see no evil, blah, 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 that's naughty, that's dirty, that's naughty, that's dirty, as, by the way, the women are looking at porn. Highest sect of porn consumption has been among American women ages 20 to 35, up 300%. So people think this is an adult male to a young, pretty female problem. It's not. This is an all skate scenario of total days of Lot, days of Noah. The sexual depravity, the sexual depravity that has come through technology is insane. I share this with people all the time. When I knew all the things I've been learning for years, right, from Steve Quayle and Russ Dizdar and all the, you know, like all these guys that have been trailblazers for a long time, even like a lot of investigations that Doug Hagman and others are doing, is when I realized that everything I had learned for the last decade was done, was when I was in Iraq in 2014 with the Peshmerga. Yeah. And I'm sitting in a trench, right? Sitting in a trench with the Peshmerga. ISIS flag waving in the distance across the way, and a couple little mortars dropping here or there. Nothing super dangerous. Don't want to make it too sensational, right? So sitting in the trench with these Peshmerga fighters, which are a minority Islamic sect, right? They're Muslims, but they're a minority sect of Muslims. And every single one of them had an iPhone, an American-made iPhone with American apps on it, and they were scrolling through porn, passing them back and forth and giggling to one another. That's when I knew it was done. The whole world has been made drunk with the immoralities of Mystery Babylon. The whole world. The mind is seared with the hot iron. Most people don't know that. I worked in a therapeutic boarding house for teens. I had 15. These are American teens. These are American middle-class, upper-middle-class teens, usually from professing Christian backgrounds. 15-year-old, I have erectile dysfunction. I have seen so much and done so much, I can't even get it up anymore. A 15-year-old kid. I had 3 confessions of bestiality. I had a girl who was being prostituted by her mom from the age of 6 months old. Did you hear me? 6 months old. 6 to 8 guys a day. When we got her, she was 13. She was so fractured and broken, she didn't even know what was going on. I had a girl from another foreign country I won't mention. I won't say her age or anything. Let's just say not old enough to drive, who had had 48 partners already, and they were all over 40. These are upper middle class American teenagers, because of the technology. The technology that they have access to. And then did you just hear, you hear the gunshots?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to real life.
People think I'm kidding. I am in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Literally
in the jungle.
And just got 2 gunshots. Mm-hmm. Just saying, this is not hyperbole. This is the world that we live in. I don't know where they're coming from. I didn't hear a whiz or a snap. So I'm not too concerned about it, but this is the reality of the depth of what's going on. I mean, dude, seriously, I lived down here for years. I've never heard a gunshot. They don't own guns in the Dominican Republic. They're not allowed to.
Right. And they don't own guns in Haiti either.
Yeah. But sorry, that just derailed me because I'm blind, deaf, dumb, and naked down here. We don't have access to
everything
that we need. So.
Dude, I'm praying for y'all's safety, man. I burn with anger that I can't be there with you, brother. I really do.
Yeah. You know,
I learned about this perverse rape culture when I was in Iraq.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about. You know,
yeah, let me Let me speak to that real quick, and maybe that's why there's somebody who's trying to even scare me off sitting outside doing this interview, right? I mean, dude, I'm legitimately in the middle of nowhere. Like, we're on, everything's full off grid. We're so far out, we're not connected to anything on the grid.
Well, don't discuss ops cons.
No, I won't, but I want people to understand the depth of what's going on. There are places that are only frequented by the elite that are hunt rape camps. That's what's going on. They pay to play. And I won't get any more detail than that, but that's what they do. It's stuff out of some dystopian 1980s movie or something like that. Like, it's insane, right? And so again, let me consolidate it. This is why I have no freaking tolerance, dude, for anybody who dabbles in any form of sexual immorality. I have no tolerance for any wokester Christian that wants to support LGBT, which is nothing but the grooming of children. That's the only reason why they exist, is to groom your children. I have no tolerance for anybody who supports Disney, which has no purpose other than to groom children. I have no tolerance for any professing Christian that says, oh, I just need an accountability partner because I struggle with looking at pornography. No freaking way, dude. You're all complicit all the time, and the reality of what's going on. And because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the earth. It says, let no sexually immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person as an idolater, ought not think he has an inheritance of the kingdom of God. Period. Well, it's a period, dude. There's no shade of gray to walk in. There's only one shade of glory. And when you hear these stories, dude, we three of us heavy hitters down here right now, and we did an interview and got a testimony of a girl last night. All three of us were weeping.
I know.
Weeping by the end of it. Weeping because of the stories and the trauma and the things, and also weeping to hear her testify to the fullness of healing in Jesus Christ. Weeping. How could that be? How could that be? You have an American mom that can't get enough Instagram likes, and she's on antidepressants talking about how horrible her life is, has no radiancy in Christ. And then you hear this girl's story, and she's standing there bold and confident, filled with a renewed identity in Christ after what she's been through. Oh my goodness, we got to wake up. It's insane, bro. It's insane. So it's a big deal, man. I don't know. Ask me a question or something.
When I worked for the Federal Bureau of Prisons, in our low facility, we had over 2,500 sex offenders, 90% of them child porn. And there was a doctor that got transferred over to us, and he was a heart surgeon, bro, a heart surgeon. And he went to Brazil, and the FBI caught his ass, and he had on his way back, I guess they had tracked him for what he was doing there in Brazil. And on his way back, they busted him in the airport. Over 10,000 videos. Videos. Terabytes and terabytes worth of videos of what he was doing with kids.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, the bad thoughts in my head, right? I want to strangle this dude to death. You know, and I've come across these people also, you know, while working in law enforcement, and more especially the victims. And you just feel hopeless at times, like, you know, what can I do? What can you do? You know, I mean, because these people are psychologically ruined. You know, even if they come to Christ, they're psychologically ruined. There's a trust level that will never come back. And, you know, even with all my strength, even with all my skills, there's nothing I can do to save some of the most precious that's out there. And it's some of the most powerful who prey on them. And then they want your vote. Then they want you to buy their product. And then they, you know, they own your free speech. They want to take away your constitutional rights, your world. You know, they want to subjugate everything. They're after your kids. And it's the reason why we talk about this and why I will not allow my kids to be in school. You know, I you can call me what you want. I give zero care for my son ever playing football. It doesn't hold value for my little girls to get involved in something like this. I'm an extremely protective parent, kind of like my God is over me. right? And we have such haphazard lives as Christians in America. And, you know, no offense to anyone who's listening. You know, we're just sharing our experiences. We've been around the world a couple times, and we're kind of tainted within our own anger. At least I am, because of the things that we've seen and what, you know, the experiences we had of what we can't do. You know, what can people do to help to support you, to support this group, to support the Fight Ministries? You know, because short of prayer, it takes money to run these operations, and it's dangerous, man. Like it's actually dangerous. You're working in anti-cartel operations is what should be happening, where you have Russian mob, Italian mob, Ukrainian mob. They're all there for a reason. There's a hunting ground. We're not going to get into this too much, folks. There's a hunting ground within this area. What can they do?
Yeah, that's the thing is for one, the biggest thing that you can do is open your freaking eyes and quit trying to pull the Pollyanna veil over the reality of what's going on and get in a fight. And what's it look like to get in a fight? I'm not saying physically. The power of prayer, you would have no idea. It's funny, right before we got on the air, I was listening to an interview with John Ramirez. A lot of people are familiar with him, a former high-ranking Satanist, comes to know Christ. He was the third top-ranking Santeria, you know, practitioner of dark arts, doing ritualistic abuse, you know, conjuring, all these kinds of things. And he said that they specifically can go into areas through their dark arts and they can create a spirit of sexual immorality and poverty and abuse and affliction, and it cannot be broken. However, he also said they would go into particular areas or neighborhoods to begin start doing some of their dark arts over a particular area, and they were not allowed to function there because even one person in the neighborhood was authentically praying for the safety and the move of God over that community. He said they could not operate in that area. And so don't ever negate the power of getting in the fight prayerfully. Listen, people that want to shield their eyes and their ears from the reality of the world around them, dude, that's the majority of my family. They do not want to hear anything about, they have me as a son or as a son-in-law, and they want nothing to do with this reality. And it's like, listen, you don't get that luxury. Because the Lord's eyes are wide open. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth. The eyes of the Lord see all that is going on the earth, both the good and the evil. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole of the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. The eyes of the Lord are on everything all the time. He sees it. He did not shield his eyes from it. He is not running from it. He's not plugging his ears to the sound of it. He is so unbelievably intimate with the horrors of the depravity of man that he looks on the people with compassion, and he did something about it. He sent his son. He sent 1 John 3:8, for this reason, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the evil one. He came as the true and better freedom fighter to make war against these things. He came to set the captives free. Like, are we not understanding the commission of Christ Jesus? And yet we want to close our eyes to it and go, no, that's too gross for me. Well, holy God looks on it, and he's done something about it through his son, Jesus Christ. He's given a hope. He's given a redemption. He's given the promise of the crushing of all wickedness under his foot. He has given that promise. He has vanquished the enemy, their disarmed foe. He overcame them, triumphing over them at the cross. Like, and yet we want to close our eyes to it. So it's like, dude, get in the fight. Open your eyes, open your ears, get informed, share, talk about it, pray, speak to the other people that you know you don't understand what you're messing with. Don't watch that actor. Don't watch that movie. Don't click on that app. Don't download. Like, everything that you do is either an act for sex trafficking or against human sex trafficking. Every act of sexual depravity, every double take is either undergirding that and giving power to that or removing power from it. So there is something that everybody can do. And then on the other tangible side of the house is, this is literally the only organization on the entire island that is taking care of the rehabilitation. It's the only organization. They've been down here for 8 years fighting the government because they don't want anybody involved in what's going on down here. 8 years. We have been building this property, this safe house community. It's large, for 8 years without stopping, and just got the first rescue girl 3 days ago for rehabilitation. And it's because their hearts, their minds, their souls, their education, they lack education. You don't give them the education, then you just pull them out and they have no other option. They have no other skill set. They go right back into, or they get drawn back into it, right? Their hearts aren't sealed. They say, this is my only value. My value is to be a shell of a body that's used for nothing but traumatic sexual abuse. That's all I am. That's all I'm going to ever be. You have to heal the mind. You have to heal the soul. You have to heal the spirit. You have to take care of the body. It requires, I think it's a 6-to-1 staff ratio, counselors, teachers, mentors, people to take care of these girls down here. And you want to know what? You can't talk about it. Anything I ever post about it gets scrubbed on the internet because of the algorithms. Every single one of the big tech companies is complicit in it. You can't communicate it. You can't crowdfund it. You can't GoFundMe it. There's no way to even get the information out that there's help needed for these things, except for on alternative media platforms. And so then there's no funding. And they've almost had the close of the doors here 6, 8, 10 times already. Because nobody wants to support it unless they can quantify it and actuary what's going on, so they can tell their friends that they support this really sexy, sensational counter sex trafficking organization. See, they won't do it because their heart understands what's at stake. And they won't do it because they don't understand the depth of this ubiquitous dark blanket that's over the face of the earth. And many of them won't do it because they're the ones clicking and swiping their finger on their freaking cell phones every time they're on break, looking at it, giving themselves over to it. And so what Fight Ministries is doing is they are filling the gap of the healing process. And it is not a 2-week thing. It is year or multi-year living with and engaging these girls and boys at every aspect of their daily life, every meal, every classroom, every counseling session, everything, to restore them in all these tangible, physical, human experience ways. And more importantly, by the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they would know their identity, that they would know the eyes of the Lord saw them. He never left them or forsake them, that they would know that there is freedom in Christ, even freedom from the night terrors, freedom from the fear of loud noises, freedom from the fear of anybody coming close to them, any guy ever walking in the same room with them. Like, there's true freedom in Christ Jesus. And what Feist Ministry does is, like, they are all in. They are all in on every level. But they need support of people prayerfully. They need support of people financially, economically. They don't need the one-time donors. They need somebody that goes, you know what? I get it. $100 a month consistently, I will never cut that off from them. I don't need newsletters. I don't need updates. I don't need to be validated that I'm a part of something super special and sensational. I do it because I know that that's what needs to be done. And I know that there's people out there that are willing to do it. I can't go. I can't serve. I can't travel. I can't leave the country. I have these other obligations, but I can do this. I can commit to this. I can sacrificially love in this way. And you'll never know what your $50 a month, $25 a month, $500 a month, you'll never know what it's doing in this life. But if you're in Christ Jesus, you will fully know. You will be embraced by these girls, and you will be in fellowship and communion with them from everlasting to everlasting when they get freedom in Christ. You will. And so it's like, it's not about, like, guys like us intrinsically. What's the first thing you do when you hear this stuff, Doug? You're like, get me a plane ticket. Get me my kit. I'm on my way.
I wish.
And that's just not the reality for 99.99999 infinity, right, of people. But there's other ways that you can actively engage in the reality and actually counter it. You can counter it in your own home. You can undergird Fight Ministries. You know, you can undergird whatever. You can counter it and go, like, today's the day, no more. Listen, men and women and young adults and teenagers who may listen to this. If you are actively looking at pornography, stop today when you hear this. As long as it is called today, repent. Do not harden your hearts. Repent. Stop it. Confess that you're a part of something you had no clue you were a part of. Let the Lord satisfy you, not this fake temporal virtual reality of narcissistic self-love of sexual immorality. It ain't going to satisfy. Has it yet? Like today you stop. And then say, Lord, redeem the time. Redeem what I've wasted in my life. Redeem the things I was a part of something I didn't. I thought it was benign. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was a big deal. Dude, when I was on duty at the fire station, dudes would be watching it on the freaking TV. And I'm like, A, off, you're a public servant. B, off, could you imagine if a citizen walked in here? C, off, I'm utterly disgusted that I have to come into a workplace and be around this. No more. Like, stop now. And it, that depth of righteous indignation should be a heart of anybody who hears this. You should weep and wail and mourn for the fractured spirits and identities of these boys and girls. I said boys and girls. Because that monster of sexual depravity is never going to be satisfied. That's why they go younger and younger and younger and more reprobate and then more risque and more this and more that.
You know, I don't know if I can even put this on YouTube. I probably can't. I mean, I'm already two strikes deep. It'll go on Rumble. It'll be on some of the other venues, Heroes Nation. It'll be on GS Radio and all that, but
of course you can't put it on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, that's this thing. I mean,
yeah, it's like
pedophilia. I've warned about this for years. I mean, I'll share with you a dream I had many years ago. Many years ago, I was given a vision when I gave myself over to Christ and I stopped becoming a heathenistic reprobate that I was. You know, we know not what we do. And I will say this, getting into law enforcement, you really get to understand that a little bit better, you know. But I was given a vision, and people can take it as they want, that, you know, the LGBTQRSP, whatever, would be legalized, and then pedophilia would be legalized, and then bestiality would be legalized, and then child sex, or excuse me, child sacrifice would happen in the open as it did in the old times in the Bible. And I didn't really understand that because I wasn't really reading the Bible diligently like I am now. You know, and it's happening. It's hard to talk about. It's hard to consider that it's happening and that, you know, 80% of Americans are a part of it and don't care.
No.
They don't. I don't think it's so much that they don't care, but people have been so willfully given over because no one has a fear of God.
Right. I mean, no, you're right. They don't care. Here's the thing is, from the onset, the only purpose of the LGBTQ is to get to legalize pedophilia.
Look at this shooting that happened.
About it. Look at
the shooting that happened in Colorado. Did you hear what one of your representative said? She's a black LGBTQ whatever law representative. She said that she's getting hate mail and death threats on social media because she supports transitioning of teenagers. No, you support sexualizing children,
right?
I went on to that little thing on the local news, and I actually commented about that. And then I had people challenging me. Well, that's just the Bible. That's just a story. No,
love
dipshit.
Love is love, right?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's always been the goal. That's been the goal from the Magic Kingdom of Disney to this point in life. That's always been the goal. I mean, I said 8-10 years ago when all this thing just blew up under Obama, he was there just strategically. Wow. Let me get that out. As the ushering in of the eroding of any form of Judeo-Christian values that would be representative of a God who loves, who rightly loves. And I said that the only reason why they're pushing this thing so hard is to get to the legalization of pedophilia. Let me add another caveat. The only reason for the interfaithism movement and this recent gathering of faith leaders and even what's going on at COP27 and Sinai and all that is to get to the legalization of pedophilia. The only reason why Mormonism got in league with Catholicism, got in league with Islam for the interfaithism movement is for the legalization of pedophilia. That's the only reason. They are all completely unified in the same thing. Again, this goes back as it was in the days of Noah, and the whole earth was filled with violence, as it was in the days of Lot. This is what it's all about. And make no mistake about it, it has nothing to do with sexual pleasure. Make no mistake about it. The low level guys, the jackwads that just got done golfing with their buddies and drinking scotch, and then they scroll through porn while their wife's sitting in the bed next to them already asleep. Those guys are doing it for pleasure. They're just narcissists. They are carnal, prideful narcissists. All pornography consumption is pride at its root. You think you're owed that pleasure, right? They're low levels. Everybody else, they know exactly what they're doing. It has nothing to do whatsoever with sexual pleasure. It is about a high form of asymmetric warfare, actually not symmetrical warfare, against the holy God. That is why they attack the children. That is why Cartoon Network does what it does. That's why anime is designed to do what it does. That's why Disney does what it does. That's why the trainees are reading to your children in the public school system. That is why abortion is one of the number one caveats to receive foreign aid from the United States. It's a part of our foreign policy to implement LGBT policy and abortion policy. It's because it is high warfare against a holy God. It is the currency of the dark economy, is to attack who God values the most. But let me give you the end of the story. The Lord says, I will avenge the blood of my innocent ones. That's the end of the story, period. He will avenge the blood of his innocent ones. And the day's coming. And this mystery Babylon nation, the United States of America, that's made the whole world drunk with its immorality, that inside of it is found the souls of men that have been trafficked on the seas. Read Revelation 18. It's coming. These threats from Russia and China are not idle. No. They are coming because the Lord has put the hooks in their mouth. I'm not talking Ezekiel 38 and 39. I'm just using it as an analogy. And he's dragging them out to do business with a reprobate nation.
No, you are, though. Because just as there are many antichrists in the world, there are many antichrist systems. And I've been on this little kick about the infrastructure of the antichrist. Well, this is one of them. This is absolutely one of them.
It is the currency of their dark economy. It is the currency of their dark economy is the innocence of the least of these, the innocence of children. And believe this, sexual intercourse is only ever spiritual. It was created that way. It was one of the first covenants that God allowed man and woman to enter into as a testament to the power of the gospel. The two become one flesh. I am in you, you're in me. This is why it's high occultic ritualistic abuse is only done through sex magic, because it's a perversion and a reversal and affront against the holy God. They're trying to put their finger in his eye.
You know what's funny?
By always attacking the least of these, by attacking the children in the womb. And before every great move of God, biblically, what has happened before every great move of God? A wholesale attack against children. It doesn't matter if it was Exodus. It doesn't matter if it was Herod. It doesn't matter, like, right before God delivers them and he starts to make a people of his own, right before the first advent of Christ Jesus, as he's coming on the scene to say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Here's the fullness of the gospel now. You've heard it this way. Now I'm here to show you the love of my Father for you. Murder the children. Murder the children. What are we doing now? Murder the children. Destroy them. Fracture them. Fracture their spirits so that they can never know their identity in Christ Jesus. It's war.
So a few things on that. What's funny is that YouTube, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. I'll go ahead and say it. It's not funny. It's disgusting. YouTube removed one of my videos and gave me a strike because I had a former high priest of the Satanic Church on. And now he's a Catholic, you know, trying to rehabilitate himself and other people, expose what's going on. Did several visits to Bohemian Grove. Nothing. And, you know, he talked about sex magic quite a bit. That's like a huge, huge thing within politics.
Sex magic is going on. I can guarantee you sex magic is going on right now as we speak.
Well,
in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. And, you know, we have condemned our nation. The hooks have been put in the mouth of the enemy. It will happen. It's the reason why I say what I say so much. I'm not here for a popularity contest. I don't get friendship pay. I got like this many friends. I'm fine with that. You're looking at one of my brothers. I'm fine with that. I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm not here, to get all the likes and the subscribers. I'm surprised I'm even talking on this platform. Now, I will say this, though. This is bringing the fight to the enemy and exposing it, but it's up to everybody to do this. But you need to insulate yourself in the words of God.
Absolutely.
In that protection. And I say it all the time, train, prep, and pray, because bad shit is going to happen in this country because we have caused it. There's never been a nation in biblical history that got away with sin. No one gets away with it. And you know what? I take it personal. You know why? Because I'm going to be involved in it. My kids will be.
Yeah, exactly. My kids are going to have to bear witness to it.
Been in war. I don't want my kids going through that.
You know how much easier it'd be, Doug, to be Pollyanna and to not even get into this reality? I mean, that's out here in the middle of nowhere. You know how much easier it would be? You know, do you think I want to target on me and my children? Oh, by the way, let me put this caveat out there. I am not in any way, shape, or form suicidal. I am not in any way, shape, or form depressed. I have not even looked at a naked woman from even paper print since I was 22 years old in the Marine Corps infantry. I've not opened anything but a Playboy at 22. I've never opened or looked or clicked on anything since. There is nothing in my computer. There is nothing in my logs. And if anything like that comes up, you'll know why. It's because we are shining the light into the darkness. And it's like, we do need a hedge of protection. Doug needs your praise and protection. Fight Ministries needs your prayer and protections. The Osbergs do. And my sister down here running this operation does. I do. Me and my family do. Our children do. We need the power, the presence of God to go before us and to scatter our enemies. We need him to arise on our behalf. We need him to take up the case of these innocent ones and vindicate them. These women, these children, these boys, these girls.
You know,
we need the Most High God. This is not a war of bullets, beans, and band-aids. This is not a war of logistics, and this is not even a war of information. This is a cosmic war where only the power and the authority, the name of Jesus Christ, the name, you occultists who are going to listen to this. I come in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the name I come in. And there's nothing apart from the power of the name that's ever going to suffice in this world.
We serve we serve a king, the king, the eternal king. Jamie and I carry the sword, have carried the sword for that kingdom. And I implore anybody, pick up the sword and carry it with us. Stand for something. I don't give a damn about NFL. I don't care about Dancing with the Stars. I don't care the next blockbuster movie like Disney's new reprobate movie that just came out. You know, this is the world you want. You're going to get it.
Dude. And you want to know what? Speaking of carrying the sword, nobody gives homage to a knight in shining armor. If you're looking for a knight in shining armor, you're looking for a coward and you're looking for a pogue. You want a knight whose armor is beat up, chewed up, haggard, half fallen off of him, dented, scraped, and has proven that he has been in the fight for righteousness' sake. You don't want a knight in shining armor. You want a guy who needs to be prayed over and ministered to because he's weak and weary from wielding that sword.
This is one of the reasons why we stress for the training that we give, right? It really goes more than just the training. You know, and we're not doing motivational speaking just because we like to hear our mouths run. I would much rather just be a farmer and shut up and not have to do this. I put my life on the line by doing this. I've already made myself an enemy of this government by doing this. And anyone who listens, who sympathizes, you know, I mean, Jamie, when you come back, we need to plan an event. Whenever you get back to Calico, we need to host a big meeting. People need to come. They need to be involved because there's your fellowship. So one of the reasons why I get upset when I would go to churches and I see the fellowship that lasted for 5 minutes and then everybody breaks and talks about their new vehicles and goes and eats all the cake, you know, in the back by the kitchen. And, you know, church took 2 hours today. Man, that was way too long. I want to go see the pastor talk until he passed out. Now and then I need to get yelled at. I need to feel bad, right? You know,
our church on Sunday. I'm like, get done sharing the word, and I'm exhausted, and everybody wants to hang out for another 3 hours, and I'm like, well, praise God, they want to hang out for another 3 hours.
Why do you think people followed Christ everywhere?
Yeah,
they couldn't get enough of it.
Well, dude, and let me add this. Like, this is where, like, even what we're doing at Calico Buffalo Base Camp is symbiotic with what's going on down here at Fight Ministry. They're a sister ministry. I mean, we were down here, my family and I, with the Osbergs and Phyllis as well, too, just undergirding one another as we're both just working towards the kingdom, you know, and down here building the safe houses and things like that. And then just covering over this and praying it. And then what we're doing now at Calico Buffalo, which our vision is to make strong families, resilient families. And more importantly, and most importantly of all, is spiritual leaders out of men in their household. So listen, if you get the men to be strong spiritual leaders and they understand the depth and the breadth of their burden of command, you're eliminating a lot of the girls that in the future are going to be being dragged from their homes, trafficked commercially, and end up in fight ministries. They're all symbiotic. Right. It's like you make strong families with strong followers, with strong, resilient men leading their household as high priests by the word and in the fear of the Lord and by the power of the Holy Spirit, who are rightly leading their wives, and they're pouring into their children. Their children aren't downloading Snapchat. By the way, any parent who has a kid with Snapchat, get it off their phone ASAP. Any parent that, I mean, oh my goodness, get informed. It's like they wouldn't do that because they love their children, and the father rightly leads his house from the front in the fear of the Lord and with authentic love. He doesn't care about how hard he worked. He's still going to sit down with his children and teach them the great and awesome deeds of the Lord. He doesn't care about he did his time. Now the weekend is his time to go do whatever with his jackass buddies or watch the most narcissistic, vain thing ever, professional sports on TV. He's not going to do that. He's going to go, come on, kids. Come on, honey. We're going to go on a hike today. And while we're out there hiking, you know, I just want to speak over you words of life about your identity in Christ. See, you get it's there's what we're doing at Calico Buffalo is because I know the reality down the road, because I worked with American teenagers as an in-house parent for at-risk youth. And I hear them at 13, 14, 15, 16, up to 18. I hear their stories. These are all upper middle class Christian American homes. And it was always singularly related to the father.
I want to say also, there is no such thing as a beta male Christian.
Shouldn't be
at all.
No.
Read into King David's mighty men, his captains that were with him.
Yep.
And one of my youngest son will be named after one of them.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It is. It's all a perversion of what God intrinsically created men to do. So what's the anthem of the Church of Satan? Or more so, communism. You have guys like Solzhenitsyn and these guys, these different Russian defectors. I think he's the right one I'm thinking of right now. Bezmenov, maybe. These Russian defectors that specifically said their modus operandi for the infiltration of the West was to erode the American nuclear family, to destroy the role and the position of the father within a family. They said they've been doing this for 60 years. So while they're doing that in the West, and by the way, communism is only ever Luciferian worship. Everybody tracking, go do your study, right? Like learn who Karl Marx is and Lenin. Read their writings. They'll tell you who they worship. At the same time as they're doing that and sowing this in the West, and they said through the academic systems, through the culture and the media, and through the church, their goal was to destroy the nuclear family. In fact, the LGBT movement is a communist asymmetric warfare operation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on in Russia at the same time? Putin puts out an edict. We in Russia believe in a strong nuclear family with fathers as the head, because as our families are strong, so our nation is strong. Putin puts out an edict banning all LGBT propaganda from any form of media in the state of Russia. See, they know the power of the father and of the family and of morality. And at the same time, sowing the fracturing of it in the United States of America. And so you're right. There is no beta male ever in the kingdom of God.
You see, that's one of the reasons why I think, and I'm not a Russian apologist here, but I think that's one of the reasons why Putin has become, public enemy number one of the world, of the New World Order, because he does have, a Christian value to him. Like the guy or not, that's irrelevant. His politics are irrelevant.
Let me get this. Nobody said that Putin is a Christian. Get off of it. And nobody said that he's saved. And nobody said that he honors Christ. But just like Cyrus or just like Nebuchadnezzar, who God calls as his righteous one to carry out his work, he's establishing things that are God honoring.
That's right.
It has nothing to do. And now people will skew that and say, oh, we're poor pro-Russian, but we're, you know, subterfuge infiltrators. It's like, no, just deal with the facts empirically about what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, you think Joe Biden is a Christian? Yeah. You think sniffy Joe Biden's a Christian? You think his damn son is? But yet everybody's worried about Putin. I don't care about Putin. I care for the fact that Putin at least wants to protect the Russian Orthodox Church. Like it or not, at least they're Christian.
Oh, wait. And by the way, what's going on in Ukraine right now?
Oh, no. The Polish military are burning churches. They're burning Bibles right now. Yep. They're burning them if they're Russian Orthodox. Look, man, you know, I'm not going to tell people how to pray. I'm not going to tell people how to worship. I'm a poor example of a Christian. I was a great example of a heathen. But I'll tell you this much. I will fight and die for the word of God and to protect his people. All right. The goal is to be saved. All right, be washed in the blood of the Lamb, go and sin not anymore, and then to fight for the kingdom, right? I mean, that's kind of like the goal, right? But you have an entire world order that's established to tear that down at every single goal. Obama didn't like the fact that we like to cling to our guns and our God, right? Why do you think he said that? Why do you think he said that? Because he's an enemy of God. Everybody, I've said this before, I don't care if I hurt people's feelings or not. I'm here to hurt your feelings. Congratulations. Hope I hurt someone's feelings today, right? If you are not for Christ, you're antichrist.
Period.
Period.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone who loves the world or the things of the world is at enmity with God. And here's an interesting thing. Sorry, it's getting late over here. We're like 3 hours later than you. But I was preaching on that verse the other day, enmity. Here's the unique aspect of the word enmity. It means bitter rancor, forcible hatred, warfare. The interesting, unique caveat of somebody being at enmity is that it's mutual. Hatred is one way. I hate that guy. You know, I hate them or they hate me. It's generally one way. Enmity is a mutual exchange. It says anybody who loves the world or the things of the world is at enmity with God. So you're saying by your love of the world, God, I'm at bitter hatred for you. I'm at bitter rancor, forcible hatred. I'm at warfare with you. And guess what God says in return? No, I'm at war with you.
Well, preacher, let me.
Can you think of a more fearful thing, dude? Can you think of a more, like, the Holy One of Israel, the Most High God, the creator of all the universe says, you're at enmity with me? No, I'm at enmity with you. So here's the ploy of the powers of darkness. All he has to do, he doesn't have to come at you head on. He doesn't have to come at you with conventional forces. All he has to do is get your eyes off the kingdom of God, off the glory of God, off the fear of the Lord, off of an eternal kingdom perspective, and get your eyes on the world and get you to love the world and the things of the world. Then God will do business with you. Yep. See, the enemy's not worried about doing business with you. He'll just let you make yourself at enmity with God and knowing that God will do the business with you. It's genius. Tactical strategies of asymmetric warfare 101. And we just don't get it, man.
I know.
We don't get it. Man. And again, let's come in full circle to the porn thing, sex trafficking. This is more vile and real than you can understand. And every single person who would ever listen to this would weep and wail for the return of Jesus Christ if you heard the stories that we hear.
Would you say that child sex trafficking is in every state and every city and every town and every county?
Everyone. Not just child sex trafficking, ritualistic satanic sacrifice is in, there is a coven in every single town. I don't care if it's unincorporated in the town of 18.
In Parker County, Texas, where I live, there are witches' covens.
There is an active coven in everyone. And in fact, the powers of darkness boast about having an active coven member in every single church in America.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
I don't care. I don't care how secure you are. They have their little particular coverings that allow them to be in the presence of the name of Jesus Christ and not be overcome or, you know, annihilated by it. They are operating everywhere. And here's the thing that they speak to regularly is that their primary goal is to get on the worship arts or creative team within a church, because then they can influence the music through artistry. They can influence and remove. They can allow the form of godliness to exist among all the people, even the pastors, that remove the power of it. Oh, that sounds like prophetic fulfillment. 2 Timothy 3. They will be proud, abusive, boastful, arrogant, treacherous, rash, disrespectful, ungrateful. They will be lovers of self, Facebook, YouTube. They will be lovers of self, porn clicker honor. You are a lover of self. They will be lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You immoral reprobates that won't surrender and die to your flesh and allow Christ to be the only thing that satisfy you. And it says they will have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Well, they're doing it, dude.
Hey,
they're doing
it. Hey, preacher, let me read to you real quick, and then I'll let you go off. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. That's the whole verse. And people
read the very next thing that it says.
Hold on. Of course, now my phone wants to screw up on me.
I'll tell you it if you can't find it.
Yeah, I don't know why my phone just froze up on me.
The very next thing that it says.
You iPhone.
It says, have nothing to do with such people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the very next statement. Have nothing to do with such people. I thought love wins. I thought it was all about tolerance. I thought it was about being all things to all people. No, it's about the glory of the one true God who has the power to set captives free, who has the power to give sight to the blind, who has the power to bind up these fractured hearts. Oh, I can't wait to share the testimony of this dear sister. She's 18. She is my sister from everlasting to everlasting. I cannot wait to share her testimony.
Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them are those who creep into households and capture weak women, right? Burdened with sin, and lead astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at knowledge of the truth.
Yep. You know, avoid such people, have nothing to do with such people. And so this is, I guess, in summation, the reality of what's going on.
I'll tell you this much. When you get back, we need to have an altar call again to all the men. Well, I don't know how many you'll do it, man. I'm not a preacher. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just serving God. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, I don't know what I'm here for. I thought I did, but I don't. I'm just walking in his path. But I'll tell you this much. I'll die serving as much as I can. And I think we need to get it together at your place, see if we can raise some funds, you know, and have an altar call. People need to learn. You need to disconnect with your sin. It's not time to play games with God.
No more gamesmanship. And here's the thing is like, and just as a word of hope, because we speak strongly, because it is worthy of this strength, if not much more, is if you have been in sexual sin, there's hope. Repent. Confess your sins. He's faithful and just to heal you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. If you have been victimized by somebody else's sexual sin, there is hope in Jesus Christ. He can heal you and cleanse you from all shame. There is no shame in the name of Jesus Christ. He can restore your mind. He can restore your fearful and timorous heart. He can restore your distrusting proclivities. He can restore your aversion to intimacy with anybody, anywhere, anytime, just in relationship. He can restore all that. Where you've been sexually abused and somebody imposed the sin of their will against you and against your body while you were a child and you were helpless and defenseless, I tell you the truth. Here's a true and trustworthy saying. The Lord God Almighty saw you. You were not alone. He did not leave you and forsake you. He saw you in that moment, and he didn't leave you in it. He did something about it through his son, Jesus Christ. He saw the injustice. He saw the hurt. He saw the wounding. He sees the dreams and the terrors now. He sees your inability to experience intimacy with anybody. He sees it all, and he didn't leave you in it. He sent his son to do business, to give you an eternal hope, to give you a new mind, to show you the love of a true and better father, where maybe your father was the one that committed the act against your body. He came and he did something about it because his eyes have never been off of you. He's seen you in it all, and he loves you. You can entrust yourself to him no matter how hard it is to ever allow anybody close to you and intimate to you ever again. You can entrust yourself to him because he's a good father and he loves you and he's filled with compassion that we can't even comprehend. That's the good news. And that's the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. That's the hope that Fight Ministry is providing here. Again, anybody who wants to support these guys down here, man, do they need it. You say, I'm praying, I'm coming, I'm a carpenter, I'm a whatever. Everything's off grid. Like there's permaculture going on down here. It's totally self-sustaining. Like I'll come, I'll go, I'll serve, I'll give. I don't have any money, but I'm great at networking. I can raise money for you in the States. I don't know what to do, but I can pray. And in fact, me and my group of ladies are going to commit to praying for you every single week till the day we die for what's going on in Fight Ministry. You can do something. You can do something. Because there is healing and forgiveness and cleansing in the power of Jesus Christ. It is not weak and it is not insufficient. The Lord is good to do these things for anybody who can call on the name of the Lord.
For all the people who just, I'll tell you what God had to tell me. Come as you are. I was denied entry into a couple churches. I was looked at, as an outsider, I may have a little bit of a harsh tone and a harsh look to me. You know, there's a reason why. But, you know, that we need all men, all women. We need all hands. It's an all hands call. This is the threat nature of the world right now. I mean, bro, we're like seriously fixing to walk into World War III.
It's reaching a fever pitch. It's like the convergent zenith of everything is going on right now.
Yeah, this is the time to be serious about this. You've said it before. There's a lot of jackassery going on. There's a lot of idiots on TikTok and YouTube that have 20 million freaking. This one idiot that someone showed me the day. His YouTube channel is called like The Beast or something. All right, he's got like 20 million subscribers. He makes a crap load of money. You know, look, it's not about that. It's not about that life. That's being a part of this world. And it will lead you to hell doing that.
It will make you at enmity with the Lord, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any closing words, Jamie?
No, man. I appreciate your guys' prayer covering. You know, anybody who would hear this, it is hard being in the trenches. You know, it's like you think guys like us get used to it. You never really get used to it. Comfort's always a default, right? Like it's so much easier to just keep your head down and do your own thing and enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Well, that's like when I saw your email, I immediately called you.
Yeah. It's costly, man. It's always costly. But I know the God that I serve, and I know him. He who's in me is greater than all this stuff that's going on in the earth. And we are to be in eager anticipation of the return of Jesus Christ, not be in eager anticipation of it, but to actually speed its coming. We were once in darkness, now we're in the light. We need to live like children of light. It says we are to work to expose the darkness. Work to expose the darkness, Ephesians 5. Be wise, not unwise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. You've been given a mission set. And it is not Pollyanna, even jellyfish, churchianity. It's not this gamesmanship of the seeker-friendly, narcissistic church. It's not the narcissism of NAR. There's probably a reason why they called it NAR. The Bethel Hillsong ilks doing their grave-soaking and their twirling dervish counterfeit move of the Spirit. It is not about that. We've been given a mission set, and it's very clear in the scriptures. And it is truly the love of Christ made manifest in the degree to which you're willing to sacrifice towards the object of your love. Do you really love your neighbor as yourself? Then you would lay it all on the line for him. Yep. Do you really fear the Lord? Because we know what it is to fear the Lord, we would try to persuade men. You would be persuading men to throw off the things of this world and have eyes so fixed for Christ Jesus that they wouldn't have anything else in their purview. Like, dude, this is it, man. This is where the rubber meets the road. If you guys want to support what's going on at Fight, man, fightministries.org, give them your support. What they are doing, although you may not ever be clued into the details of it, is worthy of your support.
And there's a tactical reason for why.
Exactly.
People want to kill these people.
And not make it about you being validated by where you give money. It's not about you being validated by where you give money. It's about advancing the kingdom of God sacrificially because you understand his heart for these girls and for these boys and for these missionaries and for these workers and for these psychologists and for the guys on the ground whose names you'll never know, whose faces you'll never see. It's because you understand the heart of God. That's right. Why you do it. So yeah, undergird them, you know, you can follow what's going on at Calico Buffalo. It's benign, but it's powerful. It's benign. I will never enter into some sexy, sensational, clickbait, YouTube-y, you know, content-driven ministry. I don't care. I want to glorify the Lord.
That's right.
And I really don't care who's behind me or who's in front of me. I just want to glorify the Lord, just me and him, because I'm going to be standing before him alone with not one other person to my left or right, giving an account for my life. I don't get to defer to anybody else. It will be me and him, and the scrolls will be open and I'll give an account. And all I'll say is not I, but Christ in me. That's it.
Well, I'd like to leave you with Psalm 121. This is something my wife was reading to me the other day. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who moves you will not slumber. Amen. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep you going out and you're coming in from this time forth and forever. You know, I'm going to keep you guys under prayer as much as I can. You know, like I said, brother, I get emotional thinking about you guys over there because I want to be part of the fight. You know, we all do. So I ask for anybody, if you want to know how to donate and you don't know how, email me, AmericanVindictiveShow.com. You can go there or AmericanVindictiveShow@gmail.com. We need to raise awareness and we need to raise the support to keep this going because this fight extends into the continental United States and we need to bring it there too. We need to bring it home as well.
Absolutely. So yeah, thanks for having me on tonight, brother. And I obviously appreciate your camaraderie and the esprit de corps that we get to enter into and your covering. I know you and your wife are very diligent in praying for us and covering over us. And I'm just grateful that we even get to have a voice. And I do pray just the Lord's protection over anybody who's even remotely affiliated with this type of work, because it's only by the grace of God that we can continue to take the fight to the enemy in the unseen realms, in the spiritual realms, by the power of God to see the captives be set free.
That's right. Well, if you need anything, you guys reach out.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Keep right, a couple man. Guys on speed dial.
Well, we got the boats ready just in case.
Guys with fixed wing or rotary wing assets. Those are the guys we may need on speed dial. So.
Well, we'll be there just in case. You know who.
All right, thanks, brother.
Take care. You guys be safe. Everybody, right. Thank you for watching. Stay frosty. The enemy's out there.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in, or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use Rekker5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's Rekker5, mountainstatesurvival.com. You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.